Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to be with us for this Rapid Response Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the Events Coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. We join together today to see how we can be of service to the devastation that has occurred from Wednesday's explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. We welcome to the call Jose Stevens, SSP board member and co-founder of the Power Path School of Shamanism.
Hello, everybody. We're going to begin here by talking just very briefly about the current energy framework for the month of August, just to sort of understand how that's tied in with the work that we have to do today. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but sometimes I use astrological references to the planets and all that. And this month is very challenging and very intense. Of course, we're already into it. We already see some of the results. There's a lot of Mars influence. There's a lot of Saturn. There's Pluto. And there's Uranus. And when those planets interact with one another in different ways, what results is often explosions, explosive events, very intense explosive events that have an aggressive style or aggressive nature to them. And there's also a quality of there being suddenness, a sudden explosion without warning, which this is exactly what occurred in Beirut. Often these explosive events can be game-changing for the area or for the planet or for a person's life. And we see that also with this event, that in a twinkling, many, many lives were absolutely changed and in some cases snuffed out. There's a tendency toward conflict. And while this is not always a negative thing, there can be benefits that come out of some kinds of arguments and conflicts. It's when they get out of control or they're so explosive that there's tremendous destruction that they can have, destructive and somewhat more negative results. And that's what we're concerned with here. So just this is kind of a wake-up call or, getting your attention to be aware that these are the times that we're in, and they can take place in local areas or they can take place on the world stage, and to be careful, not to be spaced out or to be mindful, let's put it that way, so that you personally stay out of difficulty and are able to be of service rather than be, part of a drama. So with that said, I'll just mention here that my job here is to set the container. I'm so glad that you've called in. I appreciate everybody that has. So I'll be setting the container. And then it's both of our jobs, but mostly yours, to do the actual tending, to do the actual work. And so I'll guide you in that. And hopefully that'll be a clear structure for us today. Most people know where Beirut is in the country of Lebanon, but I'll just orient you, if it's still confusing to you, exactly where that is. Lebanon is the country just north of Israel. And of course, Israel and Lebanon and those countries there are in the just near Egypt, and they're up in that northern part of the African continent, bordering on the Red Sea, and anyway, that's the physical location that we're concerned with here, and. There's a certain protocol that we need to follow here. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to do a little preparation for the working part of the session. So prepare ourselves to do this work. Now, in order to be the most effective at tending to a trauma or to something that has occurred that has thrown perhaps the balance off in a certain area or arena of the world, it's very, very important for us each to be in a neutral place. We can't be so identified that we're in a state of shock or that we're personally traumatized or that we're not neutral. And so it's important for us not to be so shocked personally that we can't really focus and we can't really function with clarity. So first of all, we're going to prepare ourselves to be more neutral. And there's several ways we can do that. And I'm going to use a tried and true technique here to get us all there, hopefully. And so I'm going to recommend that you focus your attention on that place just right between your eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose, where we often think of the third eye being the sixth chakra. And imagine that you could draw a line, an imaginary line from that place between your eyebrows to the back of your head. And then draw another imaginary line between the tips of your ears. And you'll find that those two lines intersect roughly in the very center of the upper part of your head. See if you can find that place. And if you will, see if you can be there. Put your awareness there. And that place is often referred to in medical terms or in anatomical terms as the third ventricle of the brain, which is a little opening, a little place where the cerebrospinal fluid flows through, bringing nutrients to the brain and taking away toxins. So it's like a little cave with a river flowing through it. So if you can just imagine that. And that location has been known by many names, the crystal cave, the cave of Brahma, the crystal palace, the upper room. These are all names that has been given throughout the ages to refer to a very, very powerful place of consciousness. Just above it is the pineal gland, just below it in front is the pituitary gland. The thalamus and the hypothalamus are right around it. Corpus callosum is right nearby, and hippocampus, all those brain structures are all right around it. Very, very important place. And that place is very neutral. It's considered to be a very safe place, if you will, a very grounded place. So this is a very good place to operate from when we do this kind of work, where we need to be neutral and we need to feel grounded ourselves and not taken over by shock or horror or match the imbalance of the place that we're working on. We don't want to be destabilized. We want to be stable as we do this work. And for a moment, imagine that you could bring Beirut, the city of Beirut, and the country of Lebanon up into this place, up into this third ventricle. Where for you, it moves into a higher vibration. Now we're just going to leave that for the time being because that work is done. And we're going to place some protection around ourselves for doing this work. That's very important also. And I'm going to use a little bit of tobacco here, which is my favorite method of placing protection around a ceremony. And this tobacco is without chemicals. It's pure and comes from the Amazon region. So it's a good, strong tobacco for clearing and placing strong protection around each one of us. I'm going to project that out to all of you on the call so that we can do this work without interference. There we go. And the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to ask permission. We're going to ask permission from the spirits, our own guides, our own allies, our own totem power animals. We're going to ask permission from the guides and spirits who are from that place around Beirut and Lebanon, who are guardians of that place. And we're going to ask permission of our own higher selves. If it's okay to tend to this place, to tend to the people, the animals, the plants, the minerals, the general location there, if we can support it in some way, maybe do some clearing work, whatever needs to be done, we need permission first. So we ask for that permission. And how do we know that we receive permission? Well, we have to listen for that. We have to get a sense of it. It can come in the form of lights, like a red light meaning no, or a green light meaning yes, or yellow light meaning maybe. Or we can hear words that tell us whether we have permission or not, or we can just feel it. If you get a clear no, it's not for everybody, that's just for you. And then you may want to just observe the session or sit it out. If you get a yes or a green light, then we can proceed. I know I'm getting a go-ahead here, so I'll proceed no matter what. And we want to begin also by closing certain fields. And we do that just with an act of intention. So we close the fields of horror, the field of trauma, the field of shock, the field of overwhelm. And we open the fields of clarity, the fields of healing, the field of balance, the field of love, the field of clear passage. So those should be supporting us and helping us. Fields are allies too. They're vibrational fields that they can be considered allies. And they can help in this kind of work a great deal. And some fields are best shut down because they're not helpful. Now, everybody has different medicine. All of you on this call have different medicine. Some of you are specialists in different things. And so we're all not going to get the same information. We're not all going to get the same results. So all we can do is work with our own medicine and the medicine of our allies. And perhaps each one of us can contribute in a way that all together, we can be helpful and serve. So in a moment, we're going to do a drum journey. And this drum journey is designed to make contact with our allies, to ask our allies to show us what needs to be done or what could be helpful. So you could think of the drum journey as diagnostic. It's not actually for doing the direct work. It's really more gathering knowledge, gathering information, finding out what needs to be done. We don't want to just go in there willy-nilly and barrel in and start shaking things up without knowing what we need to do. So that's what this part of it is. And the drum journey will be, perhaps 6 or 7 minutes. I don't know exactly how long it'll be. It'll be sort of however long it needs to be. While I'm doing this drum journey, I may say a few things or maybe not. Thank you. signal to come back from wherever you happen to be. So hopefully that was enough time for each of you to get some sense of you received some information perhaps about how to tend to the land, the shock to the land that occurred there, or the shock to the people, those that lost their lives and were suddenly ejected from their body temples very quickly, some perhaps not knowing exactly what happened to them, some information how to tend to them, how to help them on their passage, those that were severely injured, were in states of shock or in trauma, maybe they lost relatives, maybe they lost their homes, and feel disrupted in their lives in highly upsetting ways. Those that are handling and dealing with their fear, those that are covering their fear with anger. Perhaps you got some information about some other aspect of tending. Seldom do each one of us get information that allows us to cover all the territory. That's why we do this in a group. Because with many people, we can cover all the different territories that may need to be covered. So this was a diagnostic information gathering session. And we're going to move into an actual attending session where we actually apply. That is, if we got permission, and we got specific information, we can go and apply that. And once again, it's important to do only what you were told to do, nothing more, what you were guided to do. And it's important on this part for you to be accompanied by a guide. It could be your own personal guide or one of your totem animals that you like to pair up with and partner up with. Or it could be a spirit from that place that prefers to lead you toward certain aspects of tending. So however it is, it's important that you have accompaniment, that you don't go alone. And it's also important that you ask for the protection of your own allies and that you use the protection for tobacco, which we did earlier. We placed it over this whole process, this whole ceremony, to give you additional protection. And that's very important. And this will be done to, we're not going to use a drum for this. We're going to use a rattle for this. So once again, suggest that you get yourselves comfortable. You can lie down, you can be sitting in a chair, however way you're most comfortable. And you close your eyes and call in your ally to accompany you, and then proceed on your journey using a variety of different methods, going into a cave entrance or opening in the earth or springs or into the hole of a tree or whatever way feels right to you to begin and to end. Okay, so we're going to begin here. Okay, this is your signal to return. Whatever you're in the midst of, just let it go and ask your principal guide to accompany you back to where your body is sitting or lying. So now, just to make sure that you're fully back in your body, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, begin to move around some of your joints, and just make sure that you're fully occupying your flesh again. And it's really helpful to ground yourself when you return from a shamanic journey like this, so you can just root yourself from your perineum down deep into the earth, and you root down to communicate with Pachamama, Mother Earth, feeling connected. And because of the technology that we're using today, we can't really listen to all the different results and your different experiences, and that would be very interesting to hear. But we can assume at this point that much good work was done. And I can tell you from my part that as I was drumming and rattling, I was able to observe the work that you were doing. And a couple of the images that I got was a great net being cast and collecting up all the souls, all the energies of all the people who have made the passage out of this life, and begin to draw them up and out to where they needed to go, accompanied by a great host of allies and helping spirits. And so that was really beautiful and looked very productive. And another image that I saw was a powerful wave of golden light spreading throughout Beirut and into the countryside and down into the Mediterranean, and just raising the frequency up to a much higher level and bringing a quality of peace and tranquility and love to that area. So that I was very inspired by what I saw there. So that's what we can do for today in terms of attending. And I want to thank you very much for setting aside some of your important time this afternoon and dedicating it to this service. And I'm sure it will be well appreciated by those who received help or who allowed themselves to receive the help that you were able to provide through your helping spirits. And I want to bless all the spirits that participated, all the allies, totem animals, the guides. Bless them all. Thanking great gratitude, great thanks. And I'm going to complete this with an Icaro. I'm going to sing a blessing song to help. Bendiciones, bendiciones, bendiciones a todos. Los ayudantes, los poderíos, muchas gracias, aliviando, balanzando, limpiando, limpiando, ayudando, cuidando, transformando a todo. Muchas gracias, ayudantes, por todo su ayuda. Animales, totemas, animales de poder. Luz, luz del cielo, penetrando, penetrando. En Beirut, en Lebanon, en la tierra y el aire, y la y el agua, ayudando, ayudando, cuidando, limpiando, protegiendo a todos. Bendiciones, bendiciones, bendiciones por todos. Bendiciones, bendiciones, bendiciones por la tierra. Muchas gracias, Espíritu. Muchas gracias, ayudantes, poderíos, muchas gracias. Good afternoon, and blessings to all of you. Have a sweet evening. Good night.
Thank you, Jose, for leading this rapid response community call to action for Beirut. As Jose had mentioned, we invite you to share your insights by leaving a comment on the playback audio page, our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group, or if you are an SSP member, you can share through the members forum. If you have questions for Jose, feel free to email admin@shamanicpractice.org. Shamanism Without Borders, SWB, is supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, an alliance of people worldwide who are deeply committed to integrating shamanic principles and practices into daily life to promote healthy relationship with self, community, and the earth. For more information about Shamanism Without Borders, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Thank you again for your efforts in coming together as community to support Beirut. Many prayers and blessings to you and loved ones. Aho.